My conclusion is that selling any of this property would be a big mistake.
The Planning Commission takes action on empty Main Street property. More cruise visitors are expected in Haines this summer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Emotions ran high last fall when the community debated the fate of the old Haines Elementary School. The building was finally demolished in October, but now a new issue exists. What to do with several empty lots smack in the middle of downtown? The Haines Planning Commission on Thursday passed a motion to classify part of the Main Street property for sale in the near term. Other portions were classified for developing downtown parking. The commission voted to retain the lot on the corner of Main Street and 3rd Avenue for at least 10 years for possible development of a town square. A parcel along 5th Avenue will be retained by the borough for snow storage or future biomass-related infrastructure, the commission decided. Public comment at the meeting included several residents expressing support for keeping the property in borough hands for the time being, while ideas for its use can be developed. But commissioners said they've also heard from several members of the public who would like to see the property sold for private development. Commissioner Donnie Turner said he thinks the property is a poor location for a community center because the downtown area already has a lack of parking. He said selling the land could provide an incentive to revitalize downtown commerce.
I would like to see them sold at a reasonable rate, you know, so that require somebody to build upon them within a certain length of time. I mean, I think to bring people back to downtown, you're going to have to make it some kind of incentive. And I think if you sell the lots at a maybe undervalued, but require a building to be built on them so that you have a business instead of having somebody buy them and sit on them for speculation.
Commissioner Danny Gaunt said he'd received similar feedback from the public in support of selling at least some of the property. Yet he questioned the demand for downtown real estate at the moment, when a handful of lots and buildings are already for sale, but getting little interest. Commissioner Lee Heinmiller expressed support for keeping the property, while ideas or concepts for its use could be considered.
And I think that we're at a point in time now where, you know, keeping an eye on what's about to develop and trying to do some planning for it in the next couple of years would be critical for getting this to develop in some, you know, reasonable way. And it's like a lot of people said, it's having a downtown core area with a big hole in it is a real opportunity that most places never get.
Commissioner Roger Maynard was supportive of selling at least some of the property, but he said land bordering Main Street could be put to good use as parking. He suggested the property adjacent to the library and school would be ideal for a community park. Planning Chair Rob Goldberg strongly advocated keeping the property under borough ownership for the long term.
This land is our commons. It has 2,600 owners. Why would we want to give it away to one owner?
Goldberg said he wasn't opposed to developing some of the property for parking because it could still stay in public hands. But he also suggested the mining boom in the Yukon could eventually mean a population increase for Haines, and that would mean a need for more space at the school. The borough will regret selling the land at whatever point the school needs to be expanded, Goldberg said.
I don't think there's a pressing need to put public property into private hands at this time. My conclusion is that selling any of this property would be a big mistake. It really restricts our options in the short term and certainly the options in the long term for the people who are going to replace us in the future. And I don't want people looking back at this planning commission and saying, what were those people thinking?
But Commissioner Robert Venables disagreed. Venables authored the motion before the commission, and he said the school looked at other options for eventual expansion when it was built, including vertical additions to the building. He also stressed that his motion was only meant to move forward with the classifying of the property, not as an attempt to immediately put any of it up for sale.
I would caution anyone to read too much into that. There's many, many steps, and it could take many, many years to still be near term. But what this motion seeks to do is to satisfy the assembly's request that we classify these lands.
The motion passed with a 4-3 vote. Also Thursday at the Planning Commission meeting, Chair Rob Goldberg gave an update on the planning and zoning technician position at the borough. Steve Ritzinger left the position earlier this year. Goldberg said a candidate from Florida has been offered the position, but the woman is a Chinese national and must apply for a work visa and green card to continue working in the United States. That means she won't likely be able to start the job until about October, said Borough Manager Mark Ernest. Commissioner Donnie Turner questioned at the meeting if any local or Alaska residents had applied for the position. Ernest said later in an interview that several did, but he and Borough Clerk Julie Causey chose the applicant from Florida based on her education, experience, and, quote, extraordinary talent. Ritzinger, meanwhile, may return to work at the borough on contract in the interim, Ernest said. The position is responsible for enforcing the borough's zoning laws and evaluating land use proposals and permits. The Planning Commission on Thursday also began the process of recommending a zoning change for the Cars Cove subdivision along Chilkat Inlet. Residents Diane LaCourse and Ron Jackson approached the Planning Commission about the change after discovering the area is currently zoned for general use. But LaCourse presented research to the commission detailing how the borough, when it functioned as a third-class borough, intended for the subdivision to be rural residential. Through the years, and in the borough's transition to a home-rural borough, the Cars Cove zoning became muddled. Cars Cove is bounded on the north by the town site boundary, and on the south by the Mud Bay Planning and Zoning District. The commission agreed the zoning should be addressed. Goldberg said the group will draft a letter to the Cars Cove residents to inform them of the zoning and poll them as to whether they would like to be rezoned as rural residential. Goldberg said it's likely to take until the fall before the borough assembly acts on the issue. Haines is expected to see an increase in cruise passengers to the town this summer, although the number of ships will be down from last year. Haines Tourism Director Tanya Carlson said just over 30,000 passengers are expected this season, about a 12% increase from last year. Cruise lines coming to port this year include Alaska Dream Cruises, Holland America, and Princess Cruise Lines. One docking of Residence C, an exclusive ship of passengers living in residence, is scheduled in July. Carlson said area tourism may take a hit with a decrease in long-haul travelers this year. A survey last year found highway and ferry visitors are on the decline due to the economy and fuel prices.
The study, the state study that was just done on tourism last year, really showed that, I guess, the trend for long-haul travelers is decreasing. People, Americans, don't have time. Combine that with the economy and then fuel prices, especially when you're driving through Canada where it's even more expensive than here. All of it are strikes against us, I think, when it comes to that.
But Carlson said Haines is increasing its marketing in the Yukon and Whitehorse area. Although Yukon visitors have decreased in recent years, she said the Whitehorse Chamber of Commerce is conducting a stay-and-play campaign aimed at keeping the increased number of employees in the mining industry in the area during their time off. Most miners in the Yukon work a two-week-on, two-week-off schedule.
Yukon is really one of the big ones for us. They'd rather come to us typically than Skagway because in the summer months, Skagway is so busy. So they can come here, they can fish, enjoy the outdoors. We're the ocean that they don't have up there.
Carlson said Haines is also marketing to the large number of German tourists that visit the Yukon on the regular flights with Condor Airlines between Whitehorse and Frankfurt. Carlson said she hopes to see a marked increase in spending among all types of visitors this season. A survey last year found spending by visitors to Haines was decreasing, so the tourism department created a coupon book offering discounts at local businesses and visitor services that will be distributed this summer.
Spending money is part of our economy. We want them to spend money in our towns. And for those that come in on the cruise ships, you know, a lot of them take tours, and we get, you know, revenues from that as well, but it doesn't help necessarily our local businesses. So a lot of times, you know, they're pushed by the cruise line to go to Skagway, because they have coupons there, they have their shopping program up there. And they come off and they see our little town from the cruise ship, and it doesn't look like there's a lot. So we really want to push them to get into town, give them those books as they come off the ship, and they can see all of the things that we have.
Carlson said she's also been working on a Backroads Alaska campaign to hopefully eventually draw more cruise dockings to Haines. The campaign was spearheaded by Bart Henderson of Haines and John Dunlap of Sitka, and aims to draw more cruise lines to Sitka, Haines, and Icy Strait ports. She said the key is trying to draw visitors into less commercialized areas while keeping the Alaska feel.
What we're marketing is an exclusive experience for these cruise line guests. They get the port to themselves, and that's a great plus. They're not, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people, and, you know, we're not looking to decrease ships out of Skagway or Juneau or Ketchikan. They're always going to be in the cruise programs, but we want to just be an added benefit in these cruise programs. And so it's the road less traveled, and we want to keep what we have here. I think that's the primary focus. So we want to develop our port, but we want to keep what people like and why they come here.
The first cruise ship to Haines is expected Friday, May 11th. This is Margaret Friedenauer for KHNS News. Thanks for listening.